And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
For our feature story of the week, we have a guest from City Hall with us, and I'm going to let you sign in, tell the audience your name and what you do for the city.
Well, thank you so much for having me. My name is Maz Buzurginia, and I am the Public Works Director and City Engineer for the City of Half Moon Bay.
The reason I wanted you to come in and have a visit is because it's no secret that cities across America are having problems financially, and Half Moon Bay certainly is in that category. Local governments are looking for ways to save money. You recently came up with some ideas. I believe that you made a presentation to the city council, and you had some ideas about where savings could be affected. Share that with our audience.
Sure, I'm happy to. So the city's budget, we have an annual budget, and that includes two different components. We have one piece that's the operating budget, which is basically your departmental budgets, human resources, city manager's office, public works, planning. Everybody has their own operating budget that calculates how much expenditures you have and how much money's coming in and kind of does that balancing on that front. Then we have another document that's pretty large that's tied to it, which is our capital improvement program. That document is intended to be two pieces. One, it's a tool for long-term planning for larger projects that may take multiple years to build. The operating budget's fiscal year. So you're talking about July 1 to June 30th. Whereas the capital budget for some capital projects, those could be several years that they would be in progress. Those types of larger investments are generally in the capital budget. And you're talking about new parks, major street reconstruction, new intersections, major repairs, things of that nature would be couched in the capital improvement program. And then, so you have a long-term five-year outlook, and you have a one-year budget that's associated with that capital program. And so what we've recently done I've recently presented the city's capital budget outlook to the city council, and that was not just the first iteration. We've had multiple conversations, which started early on in the process with the listening sessions that the city council usually holds, beginning in the early part of the first of the calendar year, over the first couple of months, and then in March it culminates with a priority session, which the city council had as a public meeting during the daytime, to just review and go over all the things that they've heard and try to organize a list of priorities that make sense for the next year. And one of the things from this past March was that we heard was this concept of going back to basics, which is essentially means really focusing on the core areas of infrastructure improvements in the capital budget, that really things that we have to do, things like repairing our sidewalks, making sure that we meet ADA compliance, doing street repairs, whether it's a slurry seal that's just kind of the coating on the top, or doing something more substantial when we have major potholes like reclamation, where you're basically removing the asphalt and putting in a new cleaner, better surface. And essentially what the focus was on going back to basis was really to focus more on those things and not so much on the potential high profile projects like a Carter Park or a Poplar Street, where you have a significant amount of investment and time, and then you're looking at grant opportunities. A lot of the projects that we have in our CIP are actually grant funded.
By doing that, what kind of money savings would we be accomplishing? Or are we saying that we're going to actually just delay some of those projects and put them further out?
The idea would be that some of those bigger long-term projects would not be dated. We wouldn't have a date. Essentially, those long-term projects that would require some upfront capital to do some concept-level designs so that you would be competitive for a grant, we would put some of those on the side while we wait for additional funding and resources to become a bit more readily available. Generally, there's not a lot of grant opportunities for concept-level planning. So those are the kinds of things that we would likely do the upfront funding for. And then once you have an idea and a concept that can be conveyed to a grantor, like a state agency or the federal government, that majority of our funding comes through regional sources as well as the state and the federal government. And so some of those projects would be on the side, and we would be focusing more on street repairs and repavement, addressing some of our utilities, doing repairs on or continuing to do our repairs on sewer mains and things of that nature.
So how does this translate into savings or the budget?
So we had established a CIP list that was pretty exhaustive, and it had a lot of different things incorporated in there. We had things within a programmatic category, we called it, which was basically like an operating fund. It would be for, you know, medium-sized projects, things in the $30,000 to $100,000 range. And those programmatic categories would be operating similar to the operating budget, which is there's no carryover. So essentially, at the end of the fiscal year, whatever we spent was spent. If there was anything remaining, would go back to the original funding source, whether it was a special fund or the general fund. That was by project.
Now, when you talk about getting back to basics, I mean, it's amazing. I know myself, for example, as a resident of Half Moon Bay, it's the little things that mean a lot to people. You had mentioned street repairs, for example. You know, there are streets that still have either potholes or the pavement is very rough and, you know, you have extra wear and tear on your vehicle. It's amazing. It doesn't take much to make a car get out of alignment when you bounce around on some of these streets, not necessarily in Half Moon Bay, but, you know, throughout wherever you're driving, of course.
Right.
So to what degree does the populace have any input to that? In other words, let's say I live on a street that I think needs the city to look at, maybe make some repairs, smooth it out, make it a little bit easier to drive, not as bumpy. Does the city take that into consideration?
We do. We take multiple for street networks specifically, we take multiple factors into consideration. One is the type of street that it is. So a residential street versus a commercial street, somewhere where you're getting more box trucks, although with the amount of deliveries that some residentials get these days and the increase in electric vehicles, you're starting to see more wear and tear on residential roads too. But essentially, we look at all of our networks, and we have what's called a pavement condition index. That is a standardized practice in California where each street is rated based on their condition of the asphalt section. And as you can imagine, there's streets that are rated very high, and there's streets that are rated very low. A high-rated street is essentially a new street, something that's just been built. It hasn't had a lot of utility cuts coming in after the fact. You know, when we have development, somebody needs to put in a new water connection. You know, a lot of times they'll have to dig into the street, make that connection. And so everything that you do, whether it's the wear and tear or if you're doing construction in that street, all of that leads to a lower score over time. And in some cases, some streets, unfortunately, when they get to a certain point, they are in a position where any small improvement really isn't going to last more than 6 months. And in those cases, a lot of times you'll see some of the roads just kind of sit there and languish, and then that turns into more of a reconstruction project.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but from your perspective, as you look over all of our streets in the city of Half Moon Bay, how would you rate Half Moon Bay against other cities our size?
I would say we're about average. I've seen there's cities our size that have a little bit higher rating than we do, and there's some that are a little lower. If any of the viewers want to look up, the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, that is what the MTC stands for, and that is the body that governs transportation funding through the 9 Bay Area counties in the Bay Area. And so that, if you look on their website, they actually have rankings of all the cities and all of the different cities as far as what their rankings are. I would say we're about average. We're in the middle. There's definitely areas where there's definitely municipalities that are higher rated. And a lot of times you look at that and try to determine how they are able to fund some of those things. Because there's one universal funding source for everybody, but that is limited to the population, which is the gas tax. So historically, the state of California has utilized gas tax as a way of funding street improvements. And then more recently, there was some additional funding approved through Senate Bill 1. So a lot of folks may see on some pavement projects, Caltrans and different municipalities, you'll see that little symbol SB1 on the construction sign. That's what they're talking about is SB1 funding.
Now, unfortunately, we're running out of time, but you say the next meeting is June
3rd at 7 p.m. is our next city council meeting. And right now, the proposed agenda is looking at a discussion on priorities and a review of our budget.
Now, as we end our interview, if a person wants to reach out to the city and make some recommendations for their neighborhoods concerning the streets that we just talked about, how would they go about that? Would they contact you? Is there one particular source they should go to?
We have our general public works email. It's publicworks@hmbcity.com. And if you reach out, if you send an email to that, that will come to the department. And multiple staff have access to that email account, so we will take any inquiries or concerns or requests through that. And we try to respond within 24 to 48 hours minimum, at the maximum end. So we're happy to take any comments. We try to fit in the improvements as best we can. Obviously, with the limited funding sources, with gas tax being of a small portion, we would be looking at additional funding sources to address more streets. So that's looking at general fund expenditures or other grant opportunities, which are harder to come by for street maintenance.
Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing these perspectives with us. We look forward to you continuing to come up with ideas in which we can use our money wisely and stretch those dollars as far as we can.
I'll do my best. Thanks for having me.
The Public Works Director for the City of Half Moon Bay, with ideas for saving precious operating dollars during a time of financial hardship. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.